Welcome back to The Look and Sound of Leadership, an ongoing series of executive coaching tips designed to help you be perceived in the workplace the way you want to be perceived. I'm Tom Henschel, your executive coach, and today we're talking about leading with your heart. William is president of international finance for a global financial organization. He was proud to tell me he'd been invited by his alma mater to give the keynote address at a prestigious alumni career forum. While he and I were brainstorming ideas for the speech, William said he'd like to talk about a professor who'd had a profound impact on him. As he told me about this influential man, William choked up with emotion. Being highly analytical and used to having control over his emotions, this surprised and unsettled him. He quickly changed the subject. Later in the session, he mentioned this professor again, and again his throat constricted and his voice quavered. He clamped down and said, "Well, I guess I won't be talking about that." When I asked him why not, he said, "Well, I certainly don't want to get choked up in front of 1,000 alumni." "Oh, yes, you do," I said. Over our next few sessions, William and I engaged in a surprisingly passionate debate over the impact he might have if he displayed genuine emotion while standing in front of 1,000 strangers. He felt strongly that showing emotions on the stage would make him vulnerable and ineffective. I agreed that, yes, displaying emotions might make him feel vulnerable, but that same openness would inspire and move people. However, I said, if he covered his emotions over, people might hear him, but they would never feel him. Daniel Goleman and his co-authors address the issue of displaying emotions in their vitally important book, Primal Leadership. "Leaders who are skilled at expressing emotions," says Goleman, "are, quote, emotional magnets. People naturally gravitate towards them. Without a healthy dose of heart, a supposed leader may manage, but he does not lead." Close quote. In order to have a healthy dose of heart, we need to recognize and understand our own emotions. Recently, Martha, a very expressive senior director, was telling me about a situation that she said had made her angry. As we explored it together, she discovered that in fact she hadn't been angry at all. She'd felt embarrassed and defensive, but not angry. Yet she had believed she'd felt angry. Like so many of us, Martha's not completely fluent in the language of her emotions. On those rare occasions when she's willing to admit to having any feelings in the workplace at all, she often names her feelings incorrectly. Without an ability to describe her emotions accurately, she's much less likely to understand them or manage them well. When I got back to my office, I sent Martha our feeling word grid. It charts words from strong to weak across a range of categories, such as fear, happiness, uncertainty, and so on. I send this grid to many clients. People who resist displaying their feelings at work often begin to soften after they read the chart and recognize that, in fact, they've already experienced many of the words they see there. Since their feelings are showing up anyway, they reason, why not be able to name them accurately? As Goleman says, because emotions are so contagious, especially from leaders to others in the group, leaders' first tasks are the emotional equivalent of good hygiene, getting their own emotions in hand. The feeling word chart might help you get your emotions in hand. If you'd like to receive it, go to our webpage, essentialcom.com, that's essentialcom with two M's. On the homepage, on the lower right-hand corner, there's a Contact Us button. Just ask for the word grid. We'd love to send it to you. By the way, William chose to risk feeling vulnerable, and he talked about his professor during his speech. In spite of all his adrenaline, his emotions did indeed well up and show themselves. Throughout the rest of the weekend, people mentioned that specific portion of his speech to him over and over again. The positive, heartfelt feedback that he got convinced him that his willingness to let his emotions happen had been the right choice. It'll be the right choice for you, too. That's today's edition of The Look and Sound of Leadership. A complete archive of our executive coaching tips can be found on the Essential Communications website, essentialcom.com. That's EssentialCom with two M's. Click on the Tips and Tools button. Thanks for listening.